Blog Talk Radio.
Same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I am your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and I am the spokesman for the King of Glory on Truth on Blog Talk Radio. So we're grateful, and we thank God that we are here today with another episode of Truth on Blog Talk Radio. So it's a blessing to be here. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So it's a blessing to be able to be here. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for the grace of God, like I said in the intro, that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we're here in the land of the living. It is a blessing. Like someone said, if you're above ground, you have options. So I will give thanks unto the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise him. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So I just praise him because he's good. Praise him because he is faithful. Praise him because He cannot lie. So he is faithful. That promise, that is a reason to praise him. So praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with string instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbal, praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Symbols. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And so it's a blessing to be able to do that, knowing that there is only one God. And everybody don't have that knowledge. Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, and when he uttered those words, and so there is only one God. There be gods many with the little g, but there is only one God and Lord Jesus Christ, you know, because he is, like Titus was writing to Timothy, to St. Paul was writing to Titus, rather, and he was saying about the grace of God that bringeth salvation that appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. He goes on to say, looking for the blessed hope of the great God and our Savior. So this is in the book of Titus, beginning at the 11th verse. So in the 13th verse, where he says, looking for the blessed hope, for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. So that is the appearing, as we say, the catching away, the rapture of the church, just like Enoch would walk with God, and he was not. God took him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So this is what God is going to do. He is the type of the rapture of the church. So he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So he's admonishing Titus, who was a bishop, to teach these things, speak and exhort, rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. So this is what we have to do. Realize, excuse me, the same testimony that what the Lord said of Moses, he said to Joshua after the death of Moses, he said, as I was with Moses, he's saying to Joshua, so shall I be with thee. And he lets him to know, only be strong and of a good courage. So this is what we must do in a day that we are living in. So we want you to know, as we know, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So this is St. Paul letting the Ephesian church, the church at Ephesus, encouraging them and letting them know about their position, and that there is only one God. And so that's a blessing to know. And so that's why I chose the theme, The Godhead. And so Only Believe series I'm still continuing on with, and this is part 18, End Time Signs. So it is a blessing to be here. So what we have said, as it was in the days of Noah, so we've dealt with a lot of things, and I have listened to the previous broadcast before I scheduled the next broadcast. So some things I may have been redundant, because, I mean, even like the Bible teaches, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. So we were taught, pay very close attention to repetition. So sometimes we are redundant, and even we've done that in child rearing or teachers in the classroom. You have to do that. So you bring in remembrance things that have said for a reason, and for good reason that you do that, you be redundant. So we've been talking about end time signs. And I just, I can't, I'm still moving on in this particular series of end time signs. And so one sign, the days of Noah, as we stated in some of the broadcasts, I'm sure, I'm certain, but in the days of Noah, God, I believe it's the sixth chapter of Genesis, I'm not mistaken, God was saying that about man, about how wicked they were and everything, and how, you know, and that at that time he commanded Noah to build an ark. So it's pretty bad back then. And so this is what he, Jesus was actually making reference to when he said, as it was in the days of Noah. So Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In the sixth verse, of the eighth verse of Genesis 6, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And he talks about he begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the whole earth was filled with violence. Don't that sound familiar? Because we just did this show, and I thought about some of the things that I said on last week, and then look what happened over the weekend, these tragedies. And so, like we say, this particular one of our late bishops had told us about this incident of where this man had raped this woman in her 90s on the cold basement floor. And so she lived to identify him. So they asked him, why did you do it? And so, like the bishop was saying, that the woman was in her 90s. So he says, you know, he wasn't lusting. So they asked the guy, why did you do it? You know, why did you violate her? And he said, I don't know. And so the next statement, the bishop said, if the devil gets your mind, he will possess you and you'll do what he says. And so that's what is going on. People are possessed. They want to call it, all depends on who it is, they want to say it's mental illness. No, it's out of the pit of hell. The devil put that in somebody's mind to go and kill up people. I mean, the coward. I mean, and then they, this particular guy and this individual in El Paso who committed that violent act of maiming all of those people and slaughtering people, and then they arrested him peaceful and nice. I mean, so they killed the man in Ohio. Forget which town that was. So much of this stuff just going on, happening over and over. But the whole point is, what I want to make reference to is the earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. So that's what Jesus made reference to in the days of Noah, it, as an end time sign, that you can look at the same pattern, that violence. And so that is what's going on. And we mentioned other things, just like he was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Sodom and in the days of Lot. They planted, they sowed, they built. So all of these things are going on. People are really, I mean, knowledge has been increased. Technology, people just, they have set in their heart to do what they want to do. I'm talking about man. And so we're going to do this. We're going to Mars. We're going to do, not like James said, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we'll do this and do that, you know, because he said, what is your life? It's a vapor, it appears for a little while, and it vanishes away. So people don't regard God in their thoughts. Too many people don't. And some don't know. Some are unaware, or like St. Paul said, ignorant. You know, they were worshiping idols and all of these things. Some people are doing it because they don't know any better. They're ignorant because of generations before them. That's all they know. And so we are living in these corrupt times. I think we made mention about the earthquakes. because all these things that we are making mention of are in the Gospels and then also in John's epistles where he writes. And so this is what we're making reference to. So God was saying, he looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them. So remember, he just said violence in verse 11. And then he says the same thing in verse 13. I will destroy them with the earth. And so that's the flood that he is making reference to. It had never rained, but in the book of Genesis earlier, subsequent chapters, there came up a mist and watered the face of the whole earth. And so it had never rained, so they thought this man was out of his mind. But he obeyed God and did what God commanded him to do, and that was to build the ark. And so that's exactly what he did. And so this is what he's making reference to. So we just, there's so much going on, so much that we don't even know about that violently going on. There have been people missing, little children disappeared years ago. And, you know, some cases they find in bones. So the parent is still living. They lost a little. So that's horrible to your little innocent child, 8 years old or whatever, disappeared 30 plus years ago, and then you never got any closure because they never found the person. So you got these mass murderers, like the man that they found in California. So all of this violence and all this stuff going on in the land is what we are making reference to, that we are in the last days and the Lord is soon to come. He's not going to keep putting up with this foolishness that is going on. I mean, people are just, they're doing what they want. Even the, like I said, I believe it was in 2016 when they came, Supreme Court passed 5-4 on this same-sex marriage. I mean, God is against that. I mean, God made the woman for the man. And so some, they'll try to act like Jesus didn't have say nothing about that in the New Testament. Yes, he did. He said in the beginning, God made them, talking about man and woman, he made them male and female. So, yes, he did. And so thank God for his word. He is consistent. And so that's abomination. You know, and he talked about that back in the Old Testament. And so he's not playing. So people are doing the same things. This is what Peter is talking about, that we escaped the corruption in the world through lust. So through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he is the Messiah, whatever name, whatever country you want to call him. So we know that the image of him, it's not necessarily how he looked. And these Gentile nations, they made the image of the Messiah to look like them. But if he was from Egypt, then he did not look like the images that are portrayed in America, for lack of a better way to put it. He did not look like that. But we thank God for his word. And so we are dealing with the end time signs, as we were saying. And so you would teach and preach what you believe. And so my question is, I've been in here for 43 years this month. And so everybody's talking about a blessing and they're butchering the scriptures. I just heard some bishop on the Word Network tell a lie. So, I mean, he's trying to get money. Just heard this little interview that he did, Proverbs 18 and 16, which says a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He's trying to act like that's not your ability or whatever, but your gift is money, which that is a lie out of hell. Because the gift is, Peter said, as every man received the gift, minister with the ability that God giveth, that God may be glorified. It's the self same thing The gift is the ministry. So in that particular scripture, God wants to bring you before men. So a man's gift bringeth, maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. So it's the ability, it's the gift, that the spiritual gift that the man has that's going to bring him before great men. It has absolutely nothing to do with currency or money. They're relegating everything to money. And so in other words, you listen to this foolishness these people are saying. They're butchering the scriptures. They're not rightly dividing the word of truth. They're supposing that gain is godliness. And the whole point is you cannot buy a blessing. So if that's the point, if you got money, you could get whatever you want. Like, you can't get God to, God made promises. His promises are yea and amen. His promises are not contingent upon us. You know, we just got to obey him and walk and stay with him and walk with him. So we're going to have, like Peter said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner or ungodly appear? Which simply means we're going to have our difficulties as children of God. So we're going through things. We just got to hold on and believe God, and God is going to do what he said that he would do, and you cannot buy a blessing. Like I've said before, I say it again, so I'm not scared. So the whole point is God just requires the tithe, which is the tenth, and a free will offering. And other things that are needed, of a truth, they are needed in the local church or whatever. So you can, if you can do something, to you're blessed, like Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And actually what he's saying is, if you're blessed if you have to give. So if people can give, you have money to give and help out in other efforts, then you're blessed. So you cannot buy a blessing. That is a lie. And I'm not going to stop talking about it as long as I have breath in my body. That is a lie. That is not truth. So a half a truth of a piece of a truth is a whole lie. That is not true. You cannot buy a blessing. So they call that number. So, and money is not a seed. It's never been a seed. Like I've said before, like in the book of Isaiah, when he said, as the snow in the 55th chapter and rain coming down from heaven, he's talking about literal snow, literal rain, come down, make it the earth to bring forth and the bud. He is literally talking about the earth. And that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He's looking, talking about the farmer planting seed. You grow wheat and you eat bread. So he's making it plain. And so he says, it's an analogy he's talking about. That's happening. And even after the flood, he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and summer and winter and cold and heat and day and night shall not cease. That's Genesis 8 and 22. So God said he's going to look and see the rainbow. He's never going to destroy the earth by water anymore. That is a promise. The bow that he put in the sky, we call the rainbow. And so the whole point is he's going to, people, you're going to be able to eat, to grow food, grow crops, as they say, raise livestock. So it's for our sustenance. To sustain us, because you have to eat to live. He's going to do that. So the analogy is, he says, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it's going to accomplish the thing I sent it and prosper in that which I please. So the whole point is, and what should be said is not said enough. There's a lot of lying prophets and prophetesses out there, and all of this foolishness is not coming out of the mouth of God. It's a lie, and he's spewing it out, just like he said in the book of Revelation, would that you are cold or hot, but you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. We're living in the Laodicean age, which is another sign, an end-time sign in the third chapter of Revelation that we're living in. So these apathy is set in, and so too many people, they don't even really know what the word says. They just take whatever their leader says, and I mean, it's thank God that we were taught, and we went through the scriptures, thank God. I mean, some things we might have thought, you know, was tough back then, but thank God, because now you need it. I was a young man. I've been in here for 43 years this month, and I'm thankful that I got what I got, because I need it and I can stand on it right now. So he's talking about these churches in the third chapter of Revelation. We're going to get to our text that we're talking about. And should you desire to call in, if you're listening to Truth Ministry, our call-in number is 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. And so Revelation 3 and 14, this is the time that we're living in. This is one of the end time signs. You will teach and preach what you believe. What is in your heart? The message is Jesus, the Messiah. That's what Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth. I don't want to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, that word save, or accept Jesus Christ and him crucified. So in other words, Apostle Paul was a very learned man. All of that head knowledge and having people gloating, you're gloating because of your education. So, you are an intellectual. So that's the whole point. There's going to be a lot of intellectuals that lost because they reason God right out of their lives. So the whole point is that people should be, like Apostle Paul was saying, he become what all men are, that he might win some. So the whole point is he said, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead, when he wrote to the church at Philippi, the Philippian church. So the whole point is you're trying to win people, should be our mission, is what we should be doing. We may have another method of trying to reach them, but the mission is to reach souls. And so Revelation 3 and 14, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. So that's the pastor, the leader, or the overseer, whatever terminology, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So that's the Son of God. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. That's your faith. Thou mayest be rich in white raiment. That's our righteousness. Thou mayest be clothed in our righteousness. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And so he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. So here's the good news. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So that, what door is he talking about? Your heart. If any man and hear my voice, open the door, I will come in to him, will sup with him, and he with me. So, that is, he still, if people will repent, he will come back in. You know, let him have his way in their life. That's what he delights in. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe him. And so this is only believe. And so that's what we're endeavoring to do. So this evening, we like I said, beloved, believe not every spirit. So this is 1 John 4 and 1. But try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So that's what we have to recognize and realize. At the time that John was writing, this was going on. How much more so now is this going on? Hereby know ye the spirit of God, and the spirit of every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. That's another thing. So many don't even know who he is. They can't explain that. They don't know who he is. So many don't. So thank God for his word, that his word liveth, Peter said, and abideth forever. And so every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And so on the other hand, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist, whereby ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. So remember on last week, this we were talking about the spirit of Antichrist. So pride and pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So many people are just caught up in themselves. They're not saying what the word says. They're satisfied if they get the money that they want, and you know, just obey me. So I mean, the mission is not sure. Like the Bible said, obey them that have the rule over you. They watch for your souls. And so the rule is the word of God. So it don't say him, it don't say her, it says them. So the whole point, the rule is the word of God. So that is not the point. But the whole point is we shouldn't lose the mission because we're workers together with God. So this is what St. Paul the Apostle to the Gentiles was writing to the most gifted Corinthian church, letting them know that they were one body and how they need to work together. And so many scenarios that he said. So the whole point is that we're in the church triumphant. We're in the spiritual body. We are in the invisible body. Like the old song used to say, are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride? Have you been baptized into the body and forever there abide? So, I mean, you don't join somebody's crowd or join somebody else to win them. You don't do that. Like someone said, you have to be the general to bring them out. So there's too many times we are, you know, we get bidding people Godspeed, maybe because of a good deed they done. No, you got to be born again. And so that's the question. And that's why I asked the question on this broadcast. And I'll take a pause right now and ask, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because that is imperative. That is so very important. That is what it is all about. And so this, you got all these people. So the devil is clever with the foolishness that he does. And then to get the people who have the truth to end up compromising. So they don't even realize they've been bamboozled. They've been conned by the adversary. And so sometimes you don't even say nothing or to not even speak on a particular matter. That is, you're defeated right there too, because when you get a chance, that's the whole point. We're trying. So what we're trying to do is to gain at our everyday dealings, be it whether we working or whatever we're doing, when we are interacting with people, is we are respectful to the people. Try to be friendly, you know, to people, be courteous, like that's what the Bible tells us to do. And so God knows them that are his. So the time comes and people, and so don't fool yourself. And what I'm saying, that's just a general term. People perceive a difference in a child of God. Oh, yes, they do. So they don't know, they can't put their finger on it, but they know something is different. So that's the whole thing, is that we got to walk. John said we should walk as he walked. So, like someone said a long time ago, they said on your job, your name should be Jesus. So, you understand as time goes by what they were making reference to or what they were saying. Not that you're going around over the top, as we say, you know, hallelujah. Amen. Just everything is no. It's just the way that you carry yourself. They know something is different about you. Even Jesus. I mean, everybody didn't know who he was. I mean, when he got betrayed, they say that they didn't even know who he was because he looked just like everybody else. So Judas said, the one that I kissed, the same as he, hold him fast. So they didn't even know who he was. Isaiah said, we should see him that should know beauty, we desire. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, stricken and smitten and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So he's just giving an analogy about him. So he was saying, you know, when we should see him, there should no beauty we desire. So he had a testimony that nobody wants, you know, and that was, what was his testimony? Isaiah said he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Who want that testimony? Ain't nobody volunteering for that. But, I mean, things that we all go through in life. When you live any amount of years, you're going to see tragedy. You're going to experience people that experience tragedy and go through grief and all, even in your own life. And so there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So even like the master talked about, people are going to be looking at things, fearful things that are happening in the earth. And so I can say the 4th of July in 2019 and the 5th of July in California and Las Vegas and these other Western places where they experience earthquakes of a great magnitude, people were fearful. People said, oh, it's not even safe for us to sleep inside. We'll be safer. I saw someone on the news. We're safer if we sleep outside. So, you know, there's things that are fearful things that people are looking at. People don't feel safe now to even go to the store. So you can see that people are beefing up their security everywhere they need to. I mean, I remember like when I was living in Michigan, this one particular bank had got robbed, I don't know, maybe more than once. And then all of these branches at this particular bank, they would have a security guard, an armed guard, walking around at the door, you know, wherever the door was, where you go in. I mean, and so that make people very uncomfortable. If you're a customer, you got to go in the bank because everybody is suspect. When you in that kind of a situation, everybody go in, he's looking, he's paranoid. I mean, you look at that kind of situation. Like I said to one of my sons, I said, man, I wouldn't want that job when you really think about it, because if they wanted to rob that bank, then it's all they have to do is get rid of him, because there's only one person. I mean, it's horrible. So, I mean, it's, you know, just people just like Walmart. I mean, they're the biggest corporation in the world. They could have security. But people, they don't want to pay for security. They don't want to do that. But now they may have to think think about it, look at it, look into it more because of what happened, because people are going to be fearful. And then, see, that's what terrorists do. That's the devil, you know, the thinking of out of the pit of hell is to plant fear, have people fearful. So he's won. He is the winner when you do that, because you terrorize people with fear. So, you know, they're talking about laws, and they got laws. I mean, they should stop it. I mean, you got all kinds of gun laws. You do have to go through a background check. I mean, you got laws. You can't just go in and buy a gun and you're a criminal. You can't do that. So, I mean, people don't care about laws. A criminal don't care about laws. The law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie. That ever stopped? No. So, I mean, criminals don't care about laws. So, anyway, so as we are saying here, you will preach what you believe. And so, that from what I see and what I've, you know, observed, there are too many people are not telling people about the coming of the Lord, because that was the comfort that St. Paul was talking about. And I mean, even here in this particular scripture, so he is talking about every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. And so he goes on here, because he's writing to the church. This is about 90 years after John after Jesus died. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what is he talking about? The previous verses that you have over, greater is he that is in you because he that is in the world, that he's, you overcome the Antichrist. So the reason why you did and you will is because you know the truth of what the word of the Lord say. They are of the world, therefore they speak, they are of the world, and the world heareth him, heareth them. John goes on to say, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. So John is not just talking about himself. John is talking about the other apostles. You were here, Jesus, just like Jesus said, you, they were talking about Moses and Abraham and all back in the Gospels when he was during his earthly ministry. And he was saying, like they one time, they were saying, you're not even 50 years old. Have you known Abraham? That's when he was saying, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. So he realized who he is. He is a God incarnate. He is the Christos. He is the anointed flesh of God. He is the Word made flesh, manifested. You know, the Son of God, which is God, was in Christ, the anointed one, reconciling the world unto himself. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Came unto his own received him not. That's why he turned, you know, to the Gentiles, the other nations. So Israel is on hold. Israel is under the judgment of God. And so it's going to be a remnant. That's what he's talking about. The 144,000 is a remnant out of all those 12 tribes of Israel. That's why he was saying in Romans 11 and 29, because the subject in the 10th chapter of Romans and in the 11th chapter of Romans is Israel. So that's what he was saying. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. So God called Israel. God gave Israel the oracles of God, and he's not going to repent for it. He's not going to change his mind. So of him and by him and for him, you know, is what the writer is saying in the book of Romans. He knew what he was talking about, the Apostle Paul, who is the apostle to the Gentiles, when he was writing to the church at Rome. And so that's why they knew what he was talking about. So nowadays, you got too many people who don't know what they're talking about. They're explaining the Bible away. That's why he was saying, for in times past, have not believed God. He's talking about Israel. You have not obtained mercy, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. So he's talking about us. So remember, he was saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. In Romans 1 and 16, everyone that believed, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So if you're not a Jew, that's who he's talking about. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. He's making reference back to the second chapter of Habakkuk. So go on here. So he's talking about it through their unbelief. So even so now, these also now, now not believe that through your mercy they may also obtain mercy. But God has concluded them all in unbelief, talking about Israel, that he might have mercy upon all. That's when Apostle Paul said, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, are unsearchable are his judgments, his ways past finding out. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again, of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. So this is what he's making reference to. So we got to know what time it is that we're living in. So this is the time of anybody if you're not Israel. And so they still don't believe him. That's why they're going through them sacrifices. I'm told, like in about whatever year that was, when Titus the general went in to Jerusalem and destroyed it, and they said the slaughter was so great that the soldiers, as bad as it was, the soldiers got sick because there was so much bloodshed. I remember they had the weapons that they had. They didn't have guns, AK-47s, and all of these different weapons, you know, that we talk about today, but they literally had swords. So they chopped people, gutted them, chopped them to pieces, chopped them up, cut them up, gut them up. I mean, that was bloodshed, sure enough. I mean, it was horrible back then. And so they said, and so what happened was, when they destroyed Israel, the temple in Jerusalem, they said they left that one back wall. That is what they call the Wailing Wall. And so they go there to do their sacrifice. So devil going to give them what they want. That's why the mystery of iniquity doth already work. 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, only he who now letteth will let, or the word let means hinder, until he be taken out of the way, talking about the church, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose working is after the working of Satan. So he's going to deceive them. The Antichrist is going to, the temple is going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. The enemy, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, is going to sit in that temple, showing himself that he is God. So this is what Paul was saying. Remember, I told you these things, you know. And so he was letting the believers know about this. But you, like I said, that kind of teaching, I haven't heard in a while. Sure haven't. I mean, thank God that, you know, they don't even, they never heard of this. So he was saying, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So people, you got to love the truth, not just people are in love with money. They're not in love with seeing souls come through like they should. This cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. So that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's why he goes on to say, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So he's talking to this church at Thessalonica, the Thessalonians. That's a tongue twister, Thessalonica. So whereunto he called you by our gospel, Paul is talking to the obeying of the glory, the gospel, to obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. So see, this is what the world needs and what the church needs. See, so God haven't called us, appointed us under wrath. This is what he was saying here. He was talking about here in what he's going to do here in the second letter to the church of the Thessalonians, at Thessalonica. So he's going on here, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So this is talking about the second coming. Remember in the book of Jude, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. We're going to come back to fight after the marriage feast of the Lamb, the marriage of the Lamb. So, and it ain't going to be like what people think. And you got to realize, like, terminology, biblical terminology, like a wife has everything that belongs to a husband is hers because they are one. So you don't have to write up, well, if I die, my wife will get kicked out. No. That is your wife. So everything you should be one. You should not be a house divided against itself. How can it stand? Unless you got some kind of prenup where you wrote her out. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's insane. I've heard of people doing some stuff. They didn't even want their wife to get their retirement. I mean, middle class folks. I mean, so your heart got to be right because you didn't bring nothing here. You're not going to take nothing with you. So that's ridiculous. But so the whole point is, we are not going to be a bride with a dress on and all that stuff. He's just giving. So in other words, we're going to inherit all things. We are going to have access to the heavens, all of those billions of planets, all of those galaxies and billions of galaxies and quasars out there. God is going to plant the heavens just to put it lightly, plant the heavens. So it's we'd never come to the end of God. He's eternal. There's so much out there. So you ain't got to pay $1 million to go to Mars and all this foolishness. you can just think of somewhere and be there. Just do what he says. That's what people ought to be talking about, and they're not doing it as they should. So he was talking about in a flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. So this is when we're coming back to fight. They obey not, and they that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day, he says. Wherefore, also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling to fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in you, ye in him, according to the grace of our Lord, our God and Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. What is that? The rapture of the church. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled in spirit, nor by word, nor by letter. As from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first. So people keep talking about the great falling away. Ain't no great. It says a falling away, not no great falling away. And that man of sin be revealed. This is what I was talking about. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So this is the antichrist. This is the man of sin. This is the son of perdition. So he goes on, remember ye not that when I was with yet with you, I told you these things. This is the question. Now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. So in other words, he can't happen. God's got this on his calendar. He got to get the church out of the way because he got other things he has to do. So that's why he says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So in other words, it's a mystery. Why would a man want another man? Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a mystery. Why would a woman want another woman? So he was talking about a mystery of iniquity doth already work. That's what iniquity, I meant to do it, for lack of a better way to put it. And so he says, only he who now letteth, that word let, will let, like we said, hinder it until he be taken away, out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So this is what we're making reference to earlier, even him whose work coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So at the enemy, the man, the son of perdition, he is going to sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And when this happens, the Jews are going to know that they were deceived. And so this is what we're talking about. That spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, what John is talking about. So this is what we should be talking about, letting people know. So that's why he was saying they are of the world. You know, so he's talking about that spirit, you have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He's talking about Antichrist. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they are of the world, and the world hear them. He's talking about Antichrist. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. So like I said it before, John is not just talking about himself, but he's talking about the other apostles. So we're going to believe the word. We're going to believe Peter and all of the rest of the apostles, that they wrote the word of the Lord. And so that's why he was saying, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So remember, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So what's the truth going to make you free from? Error. 2 Timothy 2:15. That's why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul told Timothy, the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. I'm thoroughly convinced you can't. That's the problem today. You cannot teach what you haven't been taught. Too many people, the reason why you ain't hearing stuff, because they ain't been taught it. You can't teach what you haven't been taught. Because truth is passed on, like in the book of Deuteronomy, the Jews. And so even now, it's the same way that you pass down truth is passed down. So to teach it to thy sons and thy sons' sons. So the same way in the gospel, someone teaches us, we pass down the truth. The truth that been taught to us out of the Holy Scriptures, We pass it down. So if you don't know it, you haven't been taught it, then you can't teach it. And so, I mean, that's just it's simple, because I've been pondering and wondering, like, what is going on? But then and then there's so many, just like Paul talked about, there's many adversaries, but there are so many distractions in the world today also, many distractions. We have to know that. We have to be wise enough not to be taken off track from what is going on in the world. So what is, you know, and to know what is going on, and to not lose your focus. So we got to recognize our focus, our mission, and stay on top of it. So much is going on, and so people do that even in the political world. When the heat get on them, then they come up with some foolishness. They throw a monkey wrench in, as we would say, to change the narrative. You know, so in other words, it's a distraction to take the focus off of that one dumb thing and create another one. So it's a cycle is what it is. So like people say, psychopath, you know, with people. But so we have to realize the false prophet. So you're not saying what he said. What is your problem? You're not doing what God said. So it's like I said on last week, when you are an ambassador, that's what Paul said. We then are ambassadors before Christ. In 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, as he said, the fifth chapter, is though God did beseech you by us. St. Paul said, be reconciled to God. He has made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's in 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, I believe. That's why he was saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new, you know. And so the whole point is, when you are an ambassador, when you are for another country, you represent that country that you are from. So the same way with us. We should be representing the God who we should be preaching and representing and living and representing the God of the New Testament, the apostolic doctrine, which the Lord Jesus Christ passed to the apostles. They were the ones who wrote the New Testament scriptures. They laid the foundation, wrote the New. They were personally taught by him. They were eyewitnesses chosen by him. They wrote the New Testament. They were taught by him, wrote the New Testament scriptures, died horrible deaths except for John the Apostle. They were eyewitnesses. They talked with him and ate with him after he rose from the dead. Everybody but Paul. And Paul, that's why he gives his testimony in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. He was talking about all the people that he was seeing. And he said, and last of all, he was seen of me as one born out of due season. And he let him, gave his testimony, how he labored more abundantly than all that were before me. He's talking about the other apostles that were before me. But he said, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. And so that's what we have to realize. It is because of the grace of God, all of us, I don't care who we are. So that is what it's about. It is not about us. So we just thank God for his word. And so thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And like I've said before, and I'll ask the question again, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Remember, Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you. He's talking about the Jews and to your children. and to all that are far off, that's included us, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It goes on to say, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and they were added unto the church about 3,000.